Hello, hello, my beautiful people. What is up? How is it going? Today is actually day 3 of my depression. And I just wanted to do a little brain dumping / venting session. Like, let's talk it out. You know what I'm saying? My podcasters, I am on Wisdom as well. Because I've been talking through my whole depression on Wisdom so far. So I figured I gotta do a little update, come on here, have a nice little chat. But I do wanna just probably get some stuff off my shoulders. Like, maybe the fact that right now, in order to be able to have this talk, I have to be outside because I don't want my kids to get overly excited and then I forget what I'm talking about and then it takes away from the amazing feeling that I get of just dumping out what's on my mind and just letting it go and releasing it. Ain't nobody pop up yet on Wisdom. Wisdom seems to be slow today. Ooh, or that, or nobody wants to talk. Because lately, when I come on Wisdom, nobody really want to talk. They just want to listen. Ooh, yes, yes, ooh. Oh, man. At this point, I wish I had one more phone. Oh. What? It kicked me out, y'all. It kicked me out. It kicked me out. What the fudge? I don't know what is going on. Or why it kicked me out. It's really not cool. I don't like that. Let's try this again. Alright, I don't know why it kicked me out, but I'm back on now. So like I was saying before the system kicked me out, it's day 3 of my depression. I decided to come back on Wisdom because the last 2 days I've been talking about the depression. And I've been noticing that it's a lot stronger. But today I woke up feeling better than I did yesterday. And my anxiety isn't as high. So I'm like, you know what? Let me hop back up on Wisdom, because if I can come on here, you know, and talk about my depression and be, you know what I'm saying, all sad or whatever when I was talking, and I'm feeling a little better now, then let me come back up again and, you know what I'm saying, talk it out, vent it out, and then give somebody else an opportunity to do so as well if they need to, because I know sometimes it's hard when you feel like you're not being heard. I know sometimes it's hard when you feel like you're being misunderstood. I know sometimes it's hard when you feel like you're not being understood, period. Forget about the misunderstanding. Just being understood, period. And, so I decided to hop back on because I know it helps me out when I do these venting sessions and brain dumping and I just let all the things that are running through my mind out, whether it makes sense or not, whether you understand it or not, it doesn't matter. As long as you're letting it go and letting it out and releasing it out of your body, letting all that energy go, that's what really counts, because that's what puts you in a better headspace. And I think that I'm feeling better because I did that in the last 2 days. Like, yesterday I did Wisdom and my podcast at the same time, which I'm doing again today. The day before, I just did Wisdom for a couple of hours to just let out some of this depression and let go of some of the stuff that was just holding me down and making me feel worse. So I'm gonna come here on my bad days, I'm gonna come here on my good days too, or on my better days, because there's two sides to you. There isn't just always bad days, there are good days, and it's good to show when them good days are here, because if people only see those bad days, they're always going to think that that's all you have going on, because they're going to think that you're a negative person and are always with negative feelings and negative thoughts, and that's not the case. It just happens that you just get overwhelmed with everything that's going on in your life. Because I know I do. I get extremely overwhelmed with everything that's going on in my life. I'm raising 2 high-functioning autistic children that have mental illness. One of them is extremely suicidal and homicidal. The other one has tendencies. I'm suicidal, I'm homicidal as well. I got mental illness also. Then I got my preschooler who's about to be 5 on Tuesday. She's the only normal one out of all of us. So listen, when I tell you I be stressed. Hey, little man. I like your hair. He is so cute. But yeah, like I be stressed out, and half of the time I be feeling like I'm so misunderstood, or nobody understands me, or like nobody takes the time to get to know me, because my mental health makes me show up differently depending on what I'm triggered with, whether it be PTSD, whether it be the bipolar, whether it be the depression, whether it be the ADHD, whether it be the OCD, or whether it be that my chronic pain is so bad that day that I just don't feel like associating myself with other people, because chronic pain will bring your depression out and everything else along with it as well, because you are not feeling good. And no matter how you position yourself, no matter what you do, that pain constantly stays there and doesn't go anywhere, and that is annoying. I don't know if it's annoying for anybody else, but it's annoying for me. Like, it is annoying, and it's just like, really? Like, what? But I don't know. I know I'm feeling better, though. I know I'm not as depressed as I was yesterday. But one thing I can say, a lot of people on TikTok were giving me some good suggestions, because I did put up a TikTok, and I did put up Reel on all my other platforms, and a short on my YouTube channel about, you know, the depression. I'm tracking it there as well, because I don't know who else could be having a depression season. And when I actually did ask on all my platforms, like, who else is going through a depression season? Like, who else is dealing with depression right now? I was surprised to see that there was a couple of people that actually responded that they're going through depression right now. I'm like, wow. So I'm definitely not alone. It's not just me going through these motions. So I feel a little bit better. And I'm kind of low-key glad that I did that, because for a minute, I felt like, all right, Lynette, here we go again. You know what I'm saying? Another possibility of a mental breakdown, another possibility of this, another possibility of that. But when I started to read my comments under my content, and everybody was like, I'm going through a season, but I do this and this and this, and they started giving me some good suggestions on what I could do, I'm like, I could implement that. I could do that. I didn't think about that. I should try that. I know that one doesn't work. Like, it just gave me more ideas and more possibilities. So somebody had mentioned something in one of the comments about keeping your mind occupied. So I have racing thoughts. My mind is always constantly on the go. And that's how I end up with my PTSD triggered, or I end up with my depression triggered, because whether I'm realizing that I'm doing it or not, subconsciously I'm thinking about the past, and I'm thinking about things that I've been through, and I'm thinking about things that have happened to me, and I'm not intending to, but because they pressure me so much, they're constantly there, like in my forefront. So they're always in my thoughts. So somebody was like, keep your mind busy and occupied so that you don't have the opportunity to slip into these thoughts. And I started thinking about it, and I'm like, you know what? We started playing Clue on Mother's Day. We finally opened the game. So I'm like, Clue keeps me, you know, busy thinking about who committed the murder with what weapon in what room. And I'm not going to be busy thinking about my thoughts or anything else that normally burdens me and puts me into a deeper depression or puts me into a deeper PTSD moment or whatever the case may be. So I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna try Clue. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna do that. So my daughter, me and my oldest daughter last night, my son doesn't always want to play with us, but he actually played with the little one yesterday, which I was surprised, because he has like a love-hate relationship with his little sister, but I know a lot of it has to do with his autism. He can't take too much of her. She overstimulates him. And because she overstimulates him with his autism, he has a hard time expressing to her without being harsh. Like, leave me alone. Like, he'll be really harsh, and then we got to remind him, like, hello, that's your little sister. Like, you're not just talking to a kid off the street. Watch how you're saying what you're saying. Like, you can be a little more respectful when you're talking. But yesterday, he actually played with her for a while, and I was surprised. So I had to record that and put that on my YouTube channel, because he doesn't like showing up in my content as much. And then two, those interactions that he has with his little sister are limited. They're not as frequently as my oldest one playing with her. So like that's why I know she overwhelms him with her nagging and persistence and impatience and just being a typical, you know, preschooler, like just being a typical kid overwhelms him, and he just then doesn't have the patience to cope and deal with her with tender love and care, with kindness. But anyways, so while they were playing their little Jenga game, my oldest and I, who's also high functioning autistic and she's 20, we were playing Clue. So I'm using Clue as a distraction. I'm using Clue as a way to get my mind to stop putting me into this depression deeper. I'm using Clue to keep my mind focused on something positive and present that I'm doing, so it can stop rearing its little head into the past, so it can stop bringing in all these things that all they're doing is just depressing the daylight out of me. I was a little worried about myself yesterday. I'm not gonna lie. I was a little worried about myself because no matter how much nicotine I done smoked, I was still so anxious and just so depressed. It was ridiculous. But I know another thing that probably did help is I did run into an associate. He works across the street at the supermarket, and he was out smoking some weed. And I was talking to him, and he let me pull some of it off of his. And I'm like, yo, honestly speaking, I have none. I haven't had none in a couple of days. And I know that's why I'm depressed right now, because it does help me with my depression. It does help me with my mental illness. It helps me big time. Like, it keeps me at bay. So he was nice enough to be like, here, you can have some. And he actually gave us some of his weed. I'm like, are you sure? Because, I mean, I ain't got nothing to give you for it type ordeal, because I ain't got no money for nothing right now. And then he was like, nah, don't worry about it. Go ahead, because I know you got chronic pain. It kicked me out again, y'all. It kicked me out again. It kicked me out again. I'm about to get mad. I'm about to get real mad. Because it kicked me out again. Oh. Let's try this again. What did I call it the first time? Hold on. Go back. What was the name of this the first time? It was brain dumping venting session. Brain dumping venting session. Let's talk. Brain dumping venting session. Let's talk. Brain dumping / venting session. Let's talk. Oh, okay, here we go. I'm trying this again. Wisdom keeps knocking out my chat. This has already been the second time that they knocked it down. And it's annoying because I was getting to a good part of the conversation and then boom, you knock me down, Wisdom. Y'all gotta get it together. What's going on, man? I'm not sure what's going on, but if this is how it's gonna be, man, then I don't know. I don't know, because I mean, when you in the flow and you going and then you get interrupted and cut off, that's annoying and frustrating and stuff, especially for people that got mental health. Like, we already feel like we can't speak on much. We already feel like we can't be heard. We already feel like our word don't count, and then it's just going to keep ending the chat. Like, this is crazy. This is crazy. Like, I'm not understanding. I'm low-key, like, lost. We got to do better. The updates, I don't know what's going on, but we got to get it together, y'all. We got to get it together. This is my third time coming up on here now. And I ain't got a whole bunch of batteries, so I'm trying to talk as long as my battery allows me to. But I need y'all to just not cut my chat, please. I'd appreciate that. Like, big time. It'd be nice. Anyways, podcasters, what's up with y'all? What y'all been up to? How has life been going? What's popping? What's good? How do you guys cope with depression? How do y'all deal with depression? Like, I would love to hear y'all comments. I would love to get any questions too, if y'all had any questions for me. But I would definitely love to see y'all comments. Like, for real, it inspires me. Like, I be reading them. Sometimes common sense should kick in, right? And things that people sometimes suggest to you are things that you should have already thought about or tried or stuff like that. But for some particular reason, it just didn't pop up in your mind. It just did not pop up for you. Like, you didn't think about it. It didn't come into your forefront and be like, okay, I could do this, this, and this, and this. But it took somebody else saying, hey, I do this, this, and this, and this. And you being like, oh, yeah, I never thought about that. I could do this and I could do that and it could help me out with this. So that's why I be asking, you know what I'm saying? And I be wanting that interaction because I don't have all the answers. I'm still learning myself. I'm still learning my conditions. I'm still learning me on medication. I'm still learning if the medications are working or not. I'm still learning me all across the board. I may be 43 years old, but you change. Every day you change. Every day you change. You're supposed to grow every single day. So you may not know who you were yesterday, but you need to learn who you are today. Ain't nobody on this chat still. I had 5 people listening to me before Wisdom shut my joint down. And now there still ain't nobody here. And I don't like talking in empty, not on Wisdom. Like, I know with the podcasters, you guys don't get this until after I record the episode and then I upload it and post it or whatever the case may be. But when I come on Wisdom, I love being able to see like how many people are listening. I love when people come up and talk. Like, it just it gives me energy. It gives me life. Like, it pours back into me. That's why I'm doing both at the same time right now, recording for the podcast and talking on Wisdom, because I want to do a brain dumping session. Like, I want to just, this is day 3 of depression. I feel better than I did yesterday. I came on the first day I realized I was depressed. I came on yesterday, which was the second day. So that's why I'm here again today, because I'm feeling a little bit better and I want other people to see the journey. Like, because I had people comment under my TikTok, I must be depressed because everything that you're stating sounds familiar to me. These are things that I'm going through. And I'm like, well, you know what, baby girl, if you see it like that, then you need to go get it checked out, because it may be, and that may be why you are struggling. Sometimes seeing somebody else go through their struggles, it brings the light to your own scenario. So if I'm going to come on my worst days to Wisdom, then I'm also going to come on my good days. I'm not just going to show just the ugly side. I'm going to actually show both sides, because I am technically different depending on what I'm going through. But this is the 3rd time Wisdom ended my chat with that whole, something went wrong. And I hope it does not end it again. Because if it does, I'm just going to have to play something else. But I was originally discussing on here how I think I know why I'm not that depressed today. I was able to get some herbal medication from a friend. And that does help me out. And I was able to enjoy it yesterday and last night, which allowed me to get better sleep than I had gotten in the last 5 days, you can say, because I didn't have any herbal medication. And it helped. I am on meds. I am on psych meds. But I always say that my psych meds just take the edge off. But I can say that I think this new anxiety medicine that my primary care doctor switched me to, that's also good for muscle spasms, because I'm not sure if y'all know, but I am in a wheelchair. And being stuck in the same position for a long time, even though I can lift my legs and I can lower my wheelchair so I can lay down, or I can tilt my wheelchair so I can be angled so that my back won't hurt, it still gets tiring because of the chronic pain to be in the same position, because then my pain isn't heightened in those areas. So if I twist and I turn and I move, which I'm about to do right now, and I'm dreading it, but I have to, because I feel like I'm falling off the wheelchair, even though I know I'm not sliding off the wheelchair, but I feel like I am. hold on, I gotta bear myself because I know this is gonna hurt. Okay. All right, one more leg, come on. Okay, there we go, that feels a little better. I wasn't sliding down, and I know I wasn't sliding down, but for some reason, I felt like I was sliding out of my wheelchair. Like, I don't know, that's the weirdest feeling ever. When I be riding in my wheelchair, and I be having to do the bumps or go down the ramps and stuff, I be feeling like I'm gonna fall forward. Mind you, though, it probably would help me if I put my seatbelt on, because the wheelchair does come with a seatbelt. So it probably would help me if I put my seatbelt on. Then maybe I won't feel like I'm sliding everywhere, but I'm not in a car. I can't get a ticket for not wearing my seatbelt in my wheelchair. So why would I want to wear it if I don't have to be confined? I'd rather not be confined. Like, I ain't got no license plate. I ain't got no key to turn this car on. I ain't got no registration. I do have a license because I do drive. I am mobile to a certain extent. So, like, I can walk short distance. So, if I park my wheelchair next to the car, I can get out of my wheelchair and walk slowly to the car, sit down, and drive. If we're going somewhere and my wheelchair stayed behind where we were at, like, our location where we stay at, then I have to go only to places. I can only go to places that have scooters or wheelchairs because I can't walk around a store. I tried. I barely made it back to the car. I almost busted my behind a couple of times. Last time I tried, it was just last summer. And it didn't go as planned. And then when I did try to go to Walmart a few months back, they didn't have a scooter and I had to wait for a long time to find one, but I couldn't even use the cart. Like, I couldn't lean against the cart to stabilize me so that I could walk because my legs were not cooperating. They were like, nah, witch, this ain't happening today. They was like, you ain't finna walk nowhere. And I'm like, oh, really? That's how you feeling? Okay, then. I guess you got the last laugh. But today is day 3 of my depression. I came on because I wanted to do a brain dumping session, venting session. I wanted to see if anybody else needed to dump some things out their brain and just let it go, or just vent some things out that they feel nobody else wants to listen to or nobody else cares about. It's always good to let it go, not hold on to things. And it doesn't matter necessarily how you let it go, just let it go. You know, that's why I love doing these sessions. When I record my podcast, I'm recording my podcast right now, but I be recording my brain dumping sessions on there as well, because I noticed that when I allow my brain to empty itself and take everything out that's running around ragged in there, I don't get as many migraines, or they're not as severe. They're actually easier to deal with. And it's already bad enough that I deal with chronic pain and I'm always constantly in pain. Like, my daughter be coming to hug me and I gotta embrace myself for that pain that's gonna happen when she hugs me, because my skin is just that sensitive. Oh, Beva! Hi, Beva! You still can't talk, mama? Aww. My oldest is here. She's one of my high-functioning autistic with mental illness. She's 20, but her autism, ever since the car accident that she was in about a year and a half ago, I think it was, or 2 years. Ever since that car accident, I don't know what happened, but it kind of triggered her inability to talk on and off. So some days she'll wake up and she's able to talk. Other days she'll wake up and nothing comes out. Like, it just sounds like she's mute attempting to talk. Like, and today happens to be one of those days. She woke up not being able to talk, and I hate when that happens because I really don't understand it. She doesn't understand it either, and she doesn't know why it happens either. So it kind of has me worried because I don't want her to regress. She's been high functioning for so long and able to do so much. I'm just always worried that that's a sign of regression, but I hope that that's not the case. I just hope it's just the stress of what we're going through and what we deal with on a daily basis, added on to that stress of that car accident, her being afraid and scared because her siblings were with her and I wasn't there. They were with somebody else. Like, so I think that all of that adds, and she hasn't really been able to process that either, even though she goes to therapy every week. But Yeah. That's a little backstory of my oldest.
You needed a break? You don't know what to do?
You want to put a load to wash?
So we can at least get that out the way. Did Delano change his clothes?
Okay. Okay. It's what, 1:43? That's fine. Do you want to... I know you just woke up not too long ago. Hold on. Would it make sense to even do that? Because I was going to say, maybe you could take a nap since you're tired for an hour. Want to do that first before anything else? All right, so let them know that you better take a nap. You got your mask charged? I will check it to see. So this, if not, you have to keep your headphones in so you can have the music playing so that they don't bother you. And just let them know not to interrupt you for an hour.
I'm just going to do wisdom for a little while, at least until my battery decides to, you know, die on me, or close to dying. And I'm recording the podcast, too.
All right. Your eyebrow healed very well. Very well. That's weird. I don't understand that. I don't understand why, though.
But that is weird.
And then I was thinking we could play some Clue again, because yesterday what we did about playing on and off Clue kind of helped me not have my depression think about all the bad stuff, because I had to focus on the game. So I'm thinking maybe we can do the same thing today, because I'm trying to get out of this depression. And I do feel a little better today. And then after you get up, I'm going to take a hot shower, because I think that'll also help. It'll help my muscles. Alright, we'll do that. That's the game plan. We'll wash clothes. Yeah, sounds like a game plan. Let you take a nap, wash clothes after you get up. Yeah. So yesterday's episode, why did I just say episode? I mean, no, I guess it's depression episode. So I guess it would be an episode. I don't know. I don't know why I said episode. But like I was just explaining to my daughter, playing Clue with her yesterday allowed me not to give in to my racing thoughts, because I always have racing thoughts about the mistakes that I made, about the wrong decisions, the wrong turns, the failures, even the success. Like my brain just races about everything. It doesn't matter if it's good or bad. It doesn't care about what it is. It's just constantly, constantly going, 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 going. So when I posted up on TikTok about being depressed and it being day number two and how depression sucks, I had people commenting, and it was dope to see, like, that I wasn't the only one going through a depression season. It was dope to see that, like, there's others out there like me right now going through the same symptoms that I'm going through that I understand, and they were actually giving me good feedback and allowing me to get some of their ideas on what they do to help themselves become more grounded and help themselves get out of the depression. And I took a lot of those comments into consideration. Hi. I took a lot of those comments into consideration, and I'm gonna plan to add them into my game plan on what I can do to get myself out of my depression. Like, because what I was doing, I don't seem to have the energy for it right now, but I know I need to do it. Like, I know I need to get up one morning and say, Lynette, enough is enough. Get your journal book out. Get your manifestation book out. Get your affirmation book out. And let's get to do the let's get to doing this morning routine. Then when I think about it, I'd be like, man, I don't feel like writing. I don't want to write. That takes a lot of work. Especially when you got chronic pain, like, that hurts. And I got carpal tunnel on my hands, that hurts. And then I'm also with OCD. I can't stand when my handwriting looks like it's sloppy because my hands are hurting from writing. It makes me have to start all over again. It makes me want to start from scratch. So then everything that I did write ends up
being nothing to me, and I want to rip the page out and start all over again, which is kind of pointless of journaling, duh, because ain't nobody else gonna read it but you. So it's just meant to help you get out your inner feelings and your inner thoughts and get out whatever is triggering you or whatever is driving you crazy. Like, but no, I can't be that simple. Mm-mm. I can't be that simple. I have to make things complicated. But to all of y'all that are listening, does anybody need to vent out anything or would like to dump out anything of anything you feel like you need to let go, release, anything you want to talk about? I am also a life coach. I do life coaching. So I'm pretty good at this and I love doing this. But I feel like when I come on Wisdom, when I get to talk to other people, it pours back into me, you know, and it allows me not to be on an empty tank. Because when you're pouring into others so much, or when you're giving so much, it drains you out. It drains you out completely. Like, you end up just running around in fumes. And then those that are being affected by it don't get the full potential you have to give because you're on fumes. So, yeah, if I'm gonna come on Wisdom to talk about my depression like I have in the last 2 days, because this is day 3 that I've been on consecutively, normally I don't come on as much. I'll come on like once in a blue moon type of ordeal, but I really need to talk out through this because I don't want the depression to stay long. I'm trying to make it leave as soon as I can. And since I woke up feeling better this morning, because I really do think playing Clue helped out last night a lot. And then seeing my son play with the little one, not letting his autism get in the way of interacting with her, was also like so dope. It was just so dope. Like, I don't get to see that much because he gets overwhelmed by her. She has a way of overwhelming him. But it was so dope to watch them play Jenga together. Like, it was just dope. I enjoyed seeing my son interacting with his little sister and not getting frustrated with her. But it was a limited play. Like, he only played 3 rounds with her, and then after that, he was done. Like, it was enough for him, and I couldn't push him any more than that, even though she wanted to keep playing, because he already had his dose of interaction, you know, so he needed to go back into his own little world. But it was dope to see it while it was happening. Like, moments like that always make parenting worthwhile, especially when you have kids with disabilities that get overwhelmed or frustrated easily. It's dope when you see the opposite of that. It is so dope when you see the opposite of that. But does anybody need to vent anything? Does anybody want to dump anything out their brain? Let it go, release it, throw it out there. Pretend like this is a trash and you about to just dump it out and call it a day and let it go. Feel free and come up. Don't be shy. Because I can dump my brain all day long. Like I said, my brain is always racing. I got 3,000 things always running through my head at the same time. So I can just sit here and talk and not run out of things to talk about. But I prefer interaction. Since my kids are the only ones that I really talk to, I prefer another adult interaction. That would be dope. It would be awesome. Like, but if y'all can't do it, it's cool beans. Cool beans. Cool beans. I'll just keep on talking. No worries. No worries at all. I'm about to end my podcast soon, though. Because my podcast is going to be like, girl, you're just rambling on. Got that right. It's a brain dumping session. I'm trying to release everything I can let go. But I was staying in the other chat, so Wisdom did a uh-oh, something went wrong 3 times. This is the 3rd time I started this chat. And in the first chat, well, the second chat, I was just saying how I had posted up on TikTok first about my depression, and I wanted to track it, you know what I'm saying? So I did a video the first day, which is 2 days ago, and then I did a video yesterday for day 2, and I did one today. But I've had people, you know, give good suggestions and give good support. Like, I didn't expect that, especially on TikTok, because I'm so used to it being like, okay, gotcha. Hold on, y'all. I promise I can multitask, but I'm not holding my phone. My whole phone is actually on my tripod, and my tripod is actually between my leg and the wheelchair armrest, because I'm being too lazy to hold on to my darn phone, because I got the other phone I'm recording my podcast on sitting in my jacket on my chest. I'm trying to multitask here, people. I'm trying to multitask, but I got you, Elizabeth. No worry. Take your time, sweetie. Take your time. Yeah, so I didn't expect all the dope comments from TikTok. And I think I even got some dope comments on my YouTube shorts too, because I posted the same video. And it was really dope to see that there's other people struggling as well. So it made me feel not alone. It made me feel like, oh man, there's people out there that actually understand how I feel right now. There's people out there that are actually feeling how I feel right now. So I'm not alone. It's not just me. It is definitely not just me. Like, it's not just my mental health. It's happening to other people as well. And it was dope. It was dope to get that confirmation, because I really felt like I was alone. Whenever I get depressed, I always feel like I'm alone. It is annoying. It sucks. It's draining. It's frustrating. It's irritating. It's like, really? You ain't got nothing better to do than be depressed? Like, life is too short for this. Like, why are you even wasting time on this? If it was by my choice, I wouldn't be wasting time on it. But I don't get a say when this sucker decides to creep up. It creeps up when it wants to. It shows up when it feels like it. Whether it be in the form of a migraine, whether it be in the form of you being exhausted and tired and drained, whether it be in the form of you being irritated, whether it be in the form of you being frustrated, it rears its little head whenever the heck it wants to, however it wants to, and it don't care what you gotta say about it. It don't. It does not. And it don't care how it affects you either. It really doesn't. It just cares that it existed. It don't care how you cope or deal with it. It don't care if you can or can't cope or deal with it. It just cares that it interrupted you and your flow. That's all it cares about. Which is annoying. It's extremely annoying, but it's part of my life and it's things that I deal with, and it's things that I'm learning to cope with, but I'm also not in denial, because I refuse to go back to that person that used to be in denial and had a harder time struggling. Because when you're in denial, how are you going to give yourself help? How are you going to be there for yourself? How are you going to support yourself? How are you going to love yourself? How are you going to care for yourself? You can't be in denial. Denial is going to get you nowhere. Denial is going to do nothing for you. It's not going to help you. It's not going to get you to reach your goals. It's not going to get you where you need to be. It's not going to get you where you want to be. Like, you have to be receptive to your own body, your own thoughts, your own mind. You have to be open. You have to have a PhD on yourself. Know yourself very well. Know your triggers. Know what brings them on. Things like that. Like, you have to know all these things. They're important. It's not like, oh well, I deal with depression, oh well. Or oh well, I deal with PTSD, oh well. Oh well, I have anxiety, oh well. No, that's not oh well. That's why that stigma of mental health is horrible. People automatically be like, oh, she crazy, don't talk to her. She gonna spaz on you. Oh no, she crazy, don't talk to her. Like, okay, yeah, I may be crazy. And I know I am, and I embrace it. And it makes me who I am. But it doesn't mean it has to define who I am. It doesn't mean that it defines me as a person. It just means that I may look differently than the next person. I may think differently than the next person. I may feel differently than the next person. It makes me be just a unique person. A special person. Do I have any more coffee left? Yes, okay. Oh! I think I have a migraine now. Ooh, a guest. Yay, Elizabeth is coming on up. Yes, she is coming. I get to talk. Ooh. Hey, girl.
Hi.
I heard you on Cecilia talk a little bit, and I know you have a headache today, right?
I do. It's getting lighter. The medicine is definitely kicking in, but it still hurts, and I can tell, like, if I start moving around, I'm only going to aggravate it. So, but maybe I need to move around. Maybe it's just stress, and it's just energy that needs to be released.
Well, from what I was listening to, it sounds like it could be stress related.
Yeah, I'm sure that's definitely, most definitely correct. There were some things that, well, first of all, because I had, you know how you want to talk to someone because you've been thinking about them and there's something you've been wanting to tell them and then you get them, but instead of saying hello, you like jump right to the thing because you've been wanting to tell them?
Yeah.
That's how I feel right now. Because there is something I want to tell you, but I do first want to say, hello, how are you?
Hey, I'm better today than what I was yesterday.
Okay.
I'm taking that with the biggest, like, positive impact ever.
Yeah, that's huge.
Correct.
You sound good.
I know, but you know what I think it was? I ran into this person that we know that works in the grocery store across the street, and he was smoking, and he always like lets us smoke with him. So we were smoking, and I mentioned how I didn't have any, and I've been out for a couple of days, and he gave me some, and I know for a fact that it does help my mental health, because the moment I enjoyed in the partaking of it, like, so much stress got off my shoulders. I was able to play Clue last night, like 6 rounds of Clue. I was focused. I won almost every darn round except for one. Like, so my brain stopped all the racing that it was doing that was putting me into the depression deeper.
Yeah. I don't know. I've never, and I will be looking it up because I'm curious about, and I have a lot of friends that smoke to help their depression or anxiety. Marijuana, that is.
Mm-hmm.
CBD, getting CBD massages and trying the gummies. The gummies did not really, I did not find that it relaxed me. I did find there's an herb that I love, a brand. I would have to look at the exact ingredients. I should know because I trained with them, but my brain is just not functioning today. But there's this product called Soul Naturals, and they have something called, oh my gosh, my brain, what is it called?
Don't think too hard, you don't make your head hurt more.
Yeah, right. They have something that I like to drink that does give me a very nice calming, just makes me feel good. I don't know, and it's all natural, plant-based, so sprouted plants, parts of the roots or the whole plant itself. They're adaptogenic herbs, and they're so natural. I give them to the cat sometimes when she's a little jumpy, because when we found her, she was a feral cat, so she's always been a little jumpy, and now that we have Lulu, the puppy, she's Tiger, her anxiety's gone up even more, so I've even put it in her water and seen her be calm. But so I don't know a lot about how marijuana can help, but I've had friends say they had to quit because it made it worse for them, and I've had friends said that's the only thing to keep them safe.
Mm-hmm. I've heard both stories too from different people.
Yes, I don't know. There's only one way to find out.
It depends on your body.
What state is it legal in?
Is it legal in? You're so funny. Well, where I'm at, it's legal.
Yeah, that's what I was asking. Like, what state is it legal in? I'm trying to think of where I'm, because I'm in Texas. I'm like, where's the nearest place? Oh, I guess California.
Yeah, we know California legal. We know that for a fact. But yeah, I know where we are is legal, so I can be outside smoking it and the cops can come right by me and they can't say anything.
Wow.
Correct. especially because I'm not driving. As long as you're not driving while smoking, that's the only thing you're not allowed to do.
I think my girlfriend, well, my ex-girlfriend, you know, sometimes there's friendships, you just gotta, I don't want to say we grew apart, I just had to let her go. We just could no longer, we just weren't friendshipping together very well.
I got you.
But we knew each other a long time, but she went to Colorado, I believe she told me a long time ago, she and her fiance went to Colorado, well, her now husband, they went to Colorado, and it's legal there, but she said that she almost got her ticket. She bought some in a shop, and then she got out on the street and started smoking, and I guess it's legal, but you're not allowed to be on the streets with it.
I got you.
They either got a ticket or they avoided the ticket. But yeah, she was surprised because she thought, oh, I'm going to go there and I'm going to be everywhere smoking. No, it's not everywhere.
Correct. It is different regulations in each state.
Yeah. So I wanted to tell you yesterday, I don't know if you saw my text because I responded back to you. Yesterday I did listen to your whole podcast.
I think I did see it, yeah.
On Spotify. And there was something very endearing about it and beautiful about it overall. Like, just the tone of your voice. I don't know if any of this will make sense, but it's the truth from my heart. There was, like, the tone of your voice. There was a lot of love there.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I heard. Also just being strong through it, and maybe you don't even realize it because we're so used to being in certain things that sometimes we don't, you know, we just disassociate without realizing that's what we're doing because we cover it up with other behaviors often.
Mm-hmm.
But I also heard a lot of strength, and it also just made my heart very concerned, and I just really, and it also, it just made me feel like, I really want you to have a support group. I don't want my friend and coach, not that you're my coach, but this woman that I know that is a strong entrepreneur, motivational person, this person that has all of these gifts that also happens to be my friend. I don't want you to be in that situation. And that is way too much money that you're paying to live there, and something has got to give. As far as getting, you can pay that much money or less. Like, if you're going to be in one room, you could be at least in a studio apartment with an apartment complex that at least has a pool, so it gives your daughter something to do and it's good exercise, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, for less than what you're paying. And that part angers me a little because I'm like, I don't know how to help in that. You know, like, what can we do to get you in an apartment?
Well, down here where we are in Virginia, you need to have 3 times the rent. And because my income is only SSI, I don't complete the 3 times the rent. But then you got to take into consideration as well, I got the rent debt on my credit from the old apartment I had here. They put it down as I broke the lease, so it's on my credit instead of an eviction, because it wasn't an eviction. That had gotten thrown out the courts. They told them they couldn't put it, and they just went behind their back and did it as rent debt where I broke the lease. And I have that, so that stops me from being able to get an apartment. And then the other part that stops me is ADA approved. There aren't a lot of apartments that are ADA available, and these places down here are tight. So I can't get my wheelchair in the hallway to get to the room. Yeah, it's a roadblock after roadblock. I know how you feel, Elizabeth.
Well, the first thing that comes to my mind, and I just wish I wasn't so busy right now, because if I weren't so busy with the move and all this other stuff I have going on, what I would do is I would be calling places and saying, okay, this is my time is going to run out. I don't know if you have anyone in the queue. But
no, there's no one in the queue. You can come back up.
Okay, I'll come back right
now. All right.
Now.
Here we go. Come on, hit the button on that.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
If I didn't have so much going on, this is something that I would usually dig into and make calls on your behalf, just calling all these places and seeing if there's anything that can be done. There's got to be something even from the state, something.
Well, I've already done all of that, and honestly, nothing. Like, I have a low-income housing list that was given to me by housing. I've called everybody on there. They don't have anything come in. The only one apartment that was available that was handicap accessible, they denied me because of my rent debt. I've had two apartments deny me because of my rent debt.
Yeah.
My rent debt and my income. I don't have enough income. That's why I'm trying to find more clients, because of, like, I know I can get more clients, then I know that's income coming in that I can prove.
Yeah.
I mean, I can always lie, and I know I can always lie because I am an independent contractor, and I can always create a letter and say, I mean, I've done it in the past. That's how I got my apartment. But if they want to take that rent debt and say no once, because they're calling, when they call the apartment complex is lying and say that I was late on my rent. I've only been late on my rent once, and that's when I first moved in there. And that's because in Connecticut, you have until the 10th day to pay your rent. Down here, you have until the 5th day to pay your rent. So I thought I had enough time to get the rest of the money that I needed, because it was my first time getting my first check, and I was short a couple of dollars, and I had to wait for the other money to drop so I can pay the rent. And they put me into eviction. That was the first month. But then I paid everything before the eviction date, so I didn't have to go to court. I hadn't been late after that. Like, every other time I was on time, but they're telling people that I was late. And then I have the rent debt from breaking the lease, and that's stopping me from getting a place.
Yes.
Like, they're blackballing me.
If you had a co-signer, would it make a difference?
No, I do need a co-signer. I just don't have nobody to co-sign, because my daughter can't do it, because her income is my income.
It's a part of your income.
Correct. And then we don't have rental history according to Virginia, since we lived in Connecticut, and Connecticut doesn't do rental history. So by the effects of Virginia, like, I've never lived on my own, even though I've been living on my own for years.
Yeah.
And I have no one to co-sign for me, so that's out the window.
Yeah. Then I wonder if an independent owner, you know.
I've tried, but the houses down here are small and the wheelchair don't fit, and a lot of them have steps. Like, girl, when I tell you I done tried to get out of this situation, I done tried. I even applied for the Section 8 because it opened up, but we can't check the list until the end of the month to see if you qualify to get on it or not. Like, I even marked that I'm homeless, because down here in Virginia, when you live in a hotel, motel, or extended stay, you're considered homeless. I even marked the homeless box to see if I can get it.
And there's no kind of casework, no agency where you can get a caseworker or anything?
Nope. Down here, I've noticed the help comes with no one. You got to know somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody. That's how you get ahead. But no, I'm still waiting to hear if they're going to approve me for a nurse. Because I've been asking for a nurse for 2 years now and was getting ignored completely, and finally I got an appointment. They came, they did the assessment, and I gotta wait 5 weeks to find out if I can get approved for a nurse. And if I don't, I gotta appeal it and do it all over again.
Yeah.
And I'm
that's definitely a lot to manage. I haven't paid. I just want you to know I can relate. I've stayed in, you know, domestic violence shelters and stuff, but I haven't stayed in an extended stay. But I know what it feels like to kind of not have an address and also not have residential history, because I know it was hard for me after I got out of the domestic violence shelter, kind of starting over, mm-hmm. You know.
I got
that's
you.
That's a lot, is what I'm saying. That's a lot. I know what that... In a lot of ways, with this move and with the fear that I thought I was going to be evicted, that's where the fear was coming from, was I kept having feelings of being back in the domestic violence shelter, which meant, you know, homeless. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I was, like, panicking so much. Because those feelings kept coming up for me. That same fear felt like I had done it all over again. It happened. Not that I'd done anything. It happened all over again.
I got you.
So the best thing that you can do is do what you're doing here now. I will tell you, because I heard you talking about journaling. Even though I'm still getting used to it, and I've been doing it for a long time, it is something I start and stop. It has been the most helpful. And so it doesn't matter what you write down, just write it down and date it. I never used to date. I wasn't consistent in dating, and now I go back and read these things and I'm like, oh man, I wish I knew what time period in my life I was in. And I also have found it helpful just for growth, going back to read old entries. I highly, first and foremost, recommend journaling for you, because you have a lot to say, and I think you will only see, you're going to get so many benefits out of seeing just how far your gifts run.
I do that. I do journal. It's part of my morning routine. I still didn't send you my course, which I need to send you because I keep forgetting that. But the problem is that when my depression gets like this, I don't have the energy to journal. I don't have the energy to write. I'm more of, I got to talk it out. Like, I can't, I don't know. Like, I don't have the patience because of my ADHD to sit down and write it out. It just frustrates me more.
I got you.
So that's why I'd be talking it out.
Yeah, that's really good too. I was just with the journaling, even when I didn't want to write and I did anyway, I always find it interesting to go back and look at that too. Because I'll be like, man, I don't want to write this, but I know it's good for my well-being.
Correct. And I'm going to force myself. I just told myself while I was talking on Wisdom, I'm like, Monday, that's it. I'm getting up on Monday early in the morning, and I'm going to do my morning routine. I'm going to do my morning pages, my affirmations, my manifesting. I'm going to do all that, my Bible, all of it, just to get back on track. Because I haven't been doing it for 2 months now, and I know that's another reason why I've fallen into the depression, too.
And meditation.
Yeah, I suck at that. I suck at that because I can't stay still. My brain will continue to race, and then I can't focus. It's even when I'm praying and my thoughts go into my prayers, and I gotta be like, sorry, Lord, that was supposed to be in the back of my head, not come out in the forefront. My bad.
Yeah, that happens to me still when I pray. I get in thoughts that come in, but I apologize and keep going. You gotta practice that. Eventually, you'll find your center, meaning the center. When I say find your center, you will feel so connected to yourself and everything all at the same time. It will feel, for me anyways, it feels like the most powerful feeling of love. And my body is in one place, yet my love is all over the world.
Correct.
And I don't know how to explain it, but it feels just like being completely grounded, and it feels like a safe and loving place. But it takes practice. Like now I can get into, if you say, I can find my center probably in a minute, maybe less.
That's good though, because that means you've had good practice.
Yeah, and it took a long time. Meditation is just, for me, it really got the ball rolling on healing from a lot of things for me. And it really did. Sorry, highly recommend that as well. But I'll be thinking of some other ideas too, because again,
man, I want so many things that ain't even funny. I want so many things that ain't even funny. I want to just get it together. I just want this, whatever roadblocks and stuff I have coming my way, to just leave me alone for a while. Let me get on my feet. Because my cousin had a good point when I was talking to her. She was telling me that my life always goes through stages. It'll be, I have a good season for a couple of years, everything's going good, or a couple of months, and then all of a sudden, it'll be months or years of bad luck, and then all of a sudden it'll go back to being good, and it keeps rocking back and forth like that. Well, I think almost 5 years of going bad is enough. I need the good to start coming in.
Yeah.
I need to balance it out with some good. Somehow.
So how can you do that? What can you...
I don't...
Right now, you're there, and I know you're staying in that state too, because you got some medical things, or medical things, you know.
Right.
You're seeing through, but then, so right now you're there. How can you help your depression, raise your vibration, while accepting that that's where you are, and that's just where you are at this moment? But you know that's not going to be, because you do have plans to want to leave the state. You do know that you want to make that move.
Correct.
I think that would be very good. So until then, what can we do to accept that we're in that space? And again, maybe that's where you're supposed to be, because we never know.
Mm-hmm.
How the universe is preparing other things for us. Maybe someone's in the unit, that your future unit at this moment, but they're going to be moving, and then that unit's going to be yours. I'm just trying to get you in this. I would like to see you get in a place where you're okay being there, and then other tools that I know you already know, but other tools that you can use to help you raise your vibration.
Well, that's what I've been trying to figure out, because being in one room just doesn't help. Like, once I go back inside, it's like, oh my god,
a cage.
Yeah, I'm locked up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm locked up, so there's no, I just have to learn how to take one day at a time. There's no, I can't, I gotta live in the right now. Trying to live in the what coulda, shoulda, woulda, what am I going to do, isn't helping me, because it's just stressing me out with the right now. If that makes sense.
Complete, yeah. Let me plug in my phone. I just got the red light on my phone. Give me one moment.
Don't you love that red light?
I'm like, wait, hold on, don't hang up on me. I can't believe how fast my phone battery died.
That's how much you've been using it.
But I just got on it today. You're the second person I've spoken to.
Oh, where?
Yes. I spoke to Cecilia. And then I saw that you had a talk, so I came here. And the whole time I've just been trying to get, I was waiting for my headache to get even better, which it has.
I just think it's like, hold on. Give me 1 second. Can you talk to them real quick?
Sure.
All right, thank you. I just put her in the spot.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for joining Lynette's talk. I know Lynette from our coaching class. We got our certification together.
And I was on the phone.
And then speak. Online, on a coaching course.
Blowout of it.
She introduced me to wisdom, so that's how I know about wisdom.
Which I didn't know you thought about
very much. Which I really have been enjoying. I've been
planning
to
get up at no certain time, so where I can be like, yeah, we can have breakfast
today,
tomorrow at
night.
Bitch, I might wake up at 7. I might wake up at another 30.
And I'm allowing that to be okay.
Oh,
it has to be okay.
And would you brush the lights
off? Hold up. So I gotta go back to this real quick. Like, oh, hold on. Hey, thanks a lot. So, I'm gonna have to end with y'all real quick because I just got a whole nother message I need to deal with right now. But I'll be back. I'm so sorry.